4CEF KQ4GIV.
Shopping. It's like a little, I can't think of the name of it. Just a little store for them to go buy snacks or goods while they're at the camp out.
Yeah, my old ear is hurting pretty good today. But I've been playing with it some. I tried to hook it to my computer, but figured out why it won't connect. It needs to be on data instead of Wi-Fi. I thought it messed up and I didn't have it connected to my phone for a while, and I kept trying to reconnect and all that. It wouldn't do it. I said, oh no, I done screwed up. But we went to turn on the data like it did last night.
Airplane mode? Is that what you're saying? You put your phone in airplane mode?
When I'm home, I use the Wi-Fi from Spectrum, and, you know, I'm on the internet, but it wouldn't connect, so when I went to data, you know, like Verizon data, it went ahead and paired up.
Your Wi-Fi off, so it'll connect to the cell tower, so the app would work?
Turn the Wi-Fi off, I just turned the data on, it connected, so I was happy. I call Drew to help me out.
I wonder why it works that way, which I don't know that most people turn data off, because when you're hooked to Wi-Fi, it's going to use that first, but I don't know. That's kind of weird.
But I know it won't hook to my little computer in there. They wrote apps on it and everything else. I let it sit there, and I thought about going on mobile hotspot on my phone and trying it. You know, connect to the computer. But I said, I ain't going to fool with it.
I wonder if it checked something, and maybe that's what lets connect. I don't know. That's really weird. I've never heard of that. I mean, you don't technically need the app. You just have to have the channels memorized that you were on.
Can you program in more channels using the app?
Now I'm not an expert on that radio. If you ever talk to Leon, I can't remember his call sign. He's got the VGC. But the way I was programming the channel in is you just, you know, you find an empty one that doesn't have anything typed in on it, and then long press, and it'll say edit. When you're in there, you have to, you know, obviously you got to change the frequency, but there's a little arrow down to open more menu, because you need, you know, you got to change your receive and your transmit frequency for a repeater. And then the only thing I would usually do then was change the power output to medium, and then add a PL tone if it had one. But like I said, that's, some repeaters have it, some of them like Caesar's Head don't. So, you know, it's kind of depend on the repeater itself. It's not real hard. Once you've done it once or twice, you'll know how to do it from that point forward.
So far, the only programming that I've done, I've used my OD Master app, and I got it like that, but every now and then I screw up on that thing. I have to back out and slow down and figure out what I'm doing.
Very similar to the way OD Master works, you know, because you'll have your text and receive frequency, but the only way to see both, it doesn't default to that view. There's a little down arrow up underneath where it has, like, there's a couple sliders. You'll have, like, the frequency, the power, and then a couple sliders. And you hit that down arrow, and it'll open up the menu so you can change the receive frequency or the text, the transmit frequency. And then you can change a bunch of other options. But still, the only thing you're needing to change is the transmit, receive, PL tone if needed, and like I said, I would usually run my power on medium, because right now, I mean, you're hitting the Caesar's Head repeater just fine.
I kept it on medium, I hadn't changed of that or anything. And I figure I'll just get used to using it first before I even try anything. But there's a couple of, I found some GRMS repeaters that's not listed in the repeater book that's kind of nearby. And I think I found a regular repeater, you know, ham repeaters, but I'll have to check it out.
I tried to add the ones that were near you. You know, Crowder's was on there, and I think I added the Tryon, but I didn't add any other ones. I know there's a couple of them that are on my GMRS website, but, you know, some of those are, they're small, you know, maybe somebody set it up their house, and they don't have as big a range as, you know, a repeater that's on a tower, you know, a tower that's up high, so.
On that, I thought I heard somebody else's voice. You got a radio on?
Navigation system tell me how to get to Sam's Club.
Yeah, we can't go anywhere without them on cue.
I get there, but I assume he'll know the fastest way to get there, so I'm going to listen to him.
Hey, good luck with that. I've had that Google send me all over the place when I know knew the best way to go, and it sent me down some roads through neighborhoods and everything else.
Well, it sent me down some nice roads when we were hauling the camper to Devil's Fort the first time, and it sent me down some gravel road, no way to turn around, and I got lucky that the gravel road dumped me out on the road I needed to be on. But yeah, Google Maps will send you on some adventures sometime.
Well, yeah, I know they will. I'm aware of that. Drew, I'm going to get off. I'm going to go doctor on my stitches a little bit, and you be careful on 85, and I'll talk to you later. KQ4GIV, KO4CF, 73s, and I love you.
Right up that ear, and hope we'll holler at you later on the radio. You have a good evening, Daddy. Love you. 73, KO4CF, and I'll be clear.